Yesterday we looked at Alhamdulillah. Well, today let's complete the ayah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So today we will look at Rabbil Alameen. Now, there is literally no equivalent one word translating the word Rabb. The word Rabb is derived from the root Rababa, and that could be translated as cultivator or refiner or teacher. And if Rab were to be derived from Rabaya, then that could be defined as the owner, as probably suggested by the famous lines of Abu Talib during the incident of the year of the elephant, and after which Suratul Fil comes, when Abraham, the governor of Yemen, marched on Makkah in order to destroy the Kaaba. Now when he arrived at the outskirts of Makkah, his troops came across some camels belonging to Abu Talib alayhi salam, and they stole them. Abu Talib went up to Abraham's camp and he was welcomed with respect. Abraham was impressed by the dignified demeanor that Abu Talib showed. But when Abu Talib revealed that his visit concerned the theft of his camels and he sought their return, Abraham was disappointed. He said that since he had come to destroy the Kaaba, it would be more appropriate for him, that is Abu Talib, to plead for the Kaaba than for his camels. At this time, Abu Talib gives a reply that is unmatched in history when he said, I am the owner of the camels, while the house has a Rabb. So this, you know, that concept may be classified as owner, but neither of these two concepts is equivalent to Rabb, because Rabb is one who step by step elevates and cultivates his creation towards perfection. In other words, he is the nourisher, he is the cherisher, he is the sustainer, and may I add, he is the perfecter. He is the owner of the whole of existence and the one who delivers perfection to the whole of existence. It's an absolutely amazing concept. See, all of us are moving from irtiqai to tanzili, from evolutionary to revelationary. This is where we're moving towards. The system of the dunya, the material world, is such that things begin in deficiency and they move towards perfection. The origin, the bada of each thing, is not the same as its return, as its oud. In one respect, they are the created of God, and in another, they are the perfected or cultivated of God. It's just amazing. All you have to do is look, starting from the sowing of a seed to watching it grow, to the conception of a child, and the emergence of this most wonderful human being. It's just absolutely amazing. So if we focus on our world, he is Rabbul Alameen, Rabb of the worlds. But if we look at the order and system of our world, it's been constructed that it facilitates whatever seeds we sow. One type of seed is guaranteed to produce the desired result, and that is the seed of the straight road. The other type has the possibility of growing, though not all of them prosper. That is why when we perform unworthy deeds and our plans reach a consequence, we cannot explain away the deeds by saying that, you know, there was luck or chance or maybe not. And the world that we live in, every action has a reaction. Everything has a consequence. And if we followed the road of the Rabb of this world, of the perfecter, of the nourisher, of the cherisher, of the sustainer of this world, then the result is nothing but perfection. So if we now combine yesterday's and today's two sections of Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, it means all worshipful and thankful praise is for He who is the nourisher, the cherisher, the sustainer, and the perfecter of the worlds. inshallah, we will continue with this.